Locker room chats continue as we get set for the fourth week of high school football. District play now is in full swing, and same goes for Centralia. And we now talk to Larry Glatzik, the head coach of the Panthers. It is brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, and Wanklin Oil as well. Coach, very nice victory last week. Jackson Heights on your home turf, 36-12, that final. You know, you guys were able to pull away in the second half, but this was certainly a game in the first half. You guys took a 21-12 lead into the halftime break, but obviously a big key was late in the first half. Your offense was able to convert a touchdown on a fourth and goal scenario. When you look at kind of how the game played out and how it was kind of back and forth through the majority of the first half, and then obviously getting that touchdown late to extend that lead and build momentum into the second half, it seemed like that was kind of a real turning point in the game.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I thought we came out and played well first half and kind of established the run and defensively I thought we played well up front and stopped their run. Their run game's pretty good, so it was pretty good up front with our guys. And, again, like I talked last week, if we can establish that line of scrimmage, then, it makes a big difference.
Yeah, Jared Blaha had a huge game, almost 160 yards rushing for him. He took his first carry. It was the second play of the game, about 64 yards for a touchdown, and you guys were off and rolling from there. But obviously the big key, mentioning that momentum touchdown going into halftime, you guys got the ball to start the second half with that 21-12 lead. You guys take up 9 minutes off the clock and capitalize with a touchdown. Obviously, at that point, such a back-breaking drive for your opponent when you can take nearly the entire quarter and then extend that lead out even more. Just talk about your team's execution during that drive to get that big touchdown at the end of it.
Yeah, it was. It was huge momentum right after half. And like I say, it was a 9-minute drive. I thought our kids picked up the yards that they needed and to finish off with a touchdown and to finish off with a 2-point conversion, was huge. I mean, anytime you come out after half and put a drive together and, in a physical football game, it just gets you a lot of momentum.
Yeah, and then Jackson Heights, of course, still plenty of time, in the rest of that game, but you guys were able to force a big turnover, and at that point you guys were able to kind of cruise the rest of the way with how the running attack was going. But obviously a 2-1 start to the season, and another good one coming up on Friday night. You're back at home against Valley Heights. We will preview that ball game right after this. Locker room chats continue, talking with Centralia head football coach Larry Glatzik as his Panthers are back at home this Friday night for a Week 4 district contest against Valley Heights. Coach, you look at this Valley Heights squad, obviously they've only played 2 games to this point. They weren't able to play in Week 1, but they've been on the field here the last couple of weeks. They lost to Jeff County North in their first game and then got a huge win over Horton this past week, 62-7. When you look at Valley Heights and the challenges they could potentially bring, what stands out to you?
Yeah, Brandon, they're just, they're Valley Heights. They execute well offensively. They've done so for years. And with that double dive offense that they run, you have to be assignment. Really good with your assignments, because if you miss your assignment, it could be a long touchdown because you don't know where the ball's at. So stressing to the kids this week about their keys and about who to tackle and what their assignments are. So it's a tough offense to defend. And I know they lost a lot of kids from last year, but they're coached well, and they're going to battle.
When you talk about what they're going to bring offensively, how much different is that maybe compared to what Jackson Heights was bringing last week? You talk about, simple things. Is it as simple as just the guys executing their assignments, or does that kind of change the preparation throughout the course of the week?
Yeah, they'll run the ball more than Jackson Heights. They're a more running team. Jackson Heights is they'll line up and throw it on first down and whatnot. Valley Heights is going to run the ball, and they want to establish the run. That's the difference between the two.
Finally, Coach, before we get you out of here, what are going to be a few keys to the game? Obviously a big district game, but what are the expectations for you and your guys this week?
Well, we just want to get better. We focus on our team, and, we like our guys. We like our team. We lost the last 2 years a lot of kids, a lot of teams has, but we like our bunch. We're getting better, I think from week one and week two, I think we got better. And, obviously last week, I think improvement in our guys, and you know, just staying healthy is a key too, you know, for any team. But you know, you know, I think staying healthy and just improving is keys that we're looking at.
Well, another good one in Class 1A, a big district contest at Centralia as they play host to Valley Heights this Friday. Centralia head football coach Larry Gladsick joining us. It is brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, Wanklin Oil Company as well. Coach, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you again so much, and we will see you on Friday. By the way, that game will be on 92.1 KMZA pregame shortly after the conclusion of the Friday Night Fever show. Again, Coach, thanks and good luck this week.
I appreciate it. Thanks, man.